Around the turn of the millennium, cellist Yo-Yo Ma began gathering musicians from nations that were part of the ancient Silk Road trade network. From the beginning, there were two reasons. The first was to see what music could be made with these new combinations of instruments. And the second was to show an example of radical cultural collaboration as a model for things outside of music.
The mission of the Silk Road Ensemble is to engage in difference, to embrace the other, to make music that crosses borders and begins conversations. And when a conversation is begun, then starts down the pathway of trust.
That's percussionist Joseph Gramley, who's been with the group since the start. Silk Road Ensemble has since expanded to include a collection of performers from across the world, allowing for unexpected pairings of players learning from each other where their sounds can fit in the musical world rather than just focusing on geography. Bassist Sean Conley says that this has allowed him to challenge his own sense of time.
There's all this rhythmic interplay between the group that comes so naturally that for me and others just takes a long time to get comfortable with.
This piece, Tarong, which means currents, puts a Western string trio in conversation with four non-Western percussion instruments. Each tries to speak the language of the others. A musical portrayal of Silk Road merchants with their different languages still trying to communicate with each other. Sandeep Das, the composer, is a tabla player, and Sean Conley comes from a jazz background on the bass, so both players are used to improvising. But many of the talas or rhythmic cycles that form the structure for Indian classical music are much longer. Plus, they aren't made out of patterns of strong and weak pulses to which Western musicians are accustomed. So for Conley, it's been an especially fun challenge.
16-bar rhythmic structure that we improvise over, yeah, no problem. And it never fails that even after playing it, when we come back to it, it still throws me for a loop every time because it is such a unique thing to the tradition of Indian classical music.
With the mixture of traditions being applied by Silk Road Ensemble comes a variety of even notation styles. Avant-garde composer John Zorn's Book of Angels is a set of melodies written in lead sheet form, giving the performers freedom to create their own soundscape for each iteration and even individual performance.
Selfishly, I love these two tunes because the groove is just so much fun to play.
Given the unique set of players, the ensemble frequently reimagines pieces of music that even may be considered standard pieces of Western repertoire. For example, the group's interpretation of Henry Purcell's O Solitude, featuring soprano Nora Fisher. Given the traditional instruments plus the 21st century harmonic knowledge, the result is timeless.
My sweetest choice.
Capture the original essence of the Purcell song while at the same time having the freedom of singing a song that you wrote at a you know, folk open mic type of a thing. So trying to blend those two worlds.
The group also interprets a piece of 21st century marimba repertoire as a percussion ensemble piece, Ganea, by Matthias Schmidt. A German composer wrote a piece for a Ghanaian instrument that is tuned to a Western chromatic scale. Now, with Middle Eastern, African, and Indian rhythms, this piece is truly a citizen of the world.
We thought it would be perfect for Silk Road because it is a piece from Ghana, which has an amazing drumming tradition, and the piece is written in such a way that we could layer other types of rhythms on top of the marimba part, including African rhythms and Indian rhythms and Middle Eastern rhythms. The piece is totally fun to play. We haven't written any of this down, so there's a lot of improv in it. We have a basic outline of what we're gonna play, but it's the interplay, it's the fun, it's the laughter, it's the communication between the drummers and the marimba player that make this piece really, really special, and I think it works great on this program.
For audiences, the effect of putting these players, these instruments, and these pieces of music together is instantly apparent.
They have this reaction to it that, you know, gets people really excited. And when we end, say, an energetic piece and people just are, you know, hooping and hollering, it's really exciting to have the reaction from the audience feel the same as the fun that we're having on stage.
Silk Road's mission, I think, is really complete when the audience is now with us in this understanding of the other and the different types of musics from other cultures that they've just heard.
And it's particularly the example of collaboration, listening, and curiosity that the group hopes will lead to an overall more hopeful and inclusive society. For Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical, I'm Colleen Phelps.